It's crazy, we got the same video, but we don't at the same time.
Alright,
bet. You just spit them fly like bars.
Alright.
Hold on.
Let me know when you ready.
Go.
I said, had a lot of good days and had a lot of bad nights. Talk about the good days, we living in the past life. Flyer than a plane and I ain't never had a bad fight. Switching in the lanes, bowling alley, pinning the Mac right. A lot of real dad, son calling, I'm at halftime. Have a good time, don't you come out with a bad vibe. Party all night, little Tito, then I ass Sprite. Woods at the woods, should be looking like a campsite. Held back tears, cause I barely seen a man cry. Me playing dead, something I could never act like. Want the big body, you would think that I was Shaq height. I don't come around if you look at me like the bad guy. Shorty getting stabbed in the back like a tag price. If the sex good, then you know I'm hitting that twice.
Yeah, man,
that's fly life right there. I mean, that joint on the album, the intro.
That joint hard, bro. That joint hard.
Yeah, you know man. Good luck. Again, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, bro. That's what most slept on. Mm. So tell me about. I remember you telling me about Crown for the Taking, man. Mm. You remember you was telling me about that. Wasn't that like one of the ones you was telling me? It was like kind of like when we was texting, you was telling me that was one of your most liked ones.
Yeah, Crown for the Taking. A lot of people like Crown for the Taking, man. Like a few DJs already played it on like Instagram Live. Like some DJs go live and they play underground music from all different type of cities and states. And Crown for the Taking be going crazy, man. Like they be loving it. Like there's one DJ, he's kind of a popular DJ out Baltimore. He played it and it was nothing but good reviews about Crown for the Taking, man. So I already knew like what Crown for the Taking was gonna do though once I made that track. It first started off as an Instagram track, like, but when I seen the comments when I dropped it on Instagram, they're like, damn, it's wrong. I'm like, I'm about to create another track to it. The first verse was so hot that I had to tell one of my homies and shit. I'm like, damn, like, this first verse crazy. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do for the second verse because the first verse is dope. Like, the flow to it is crazy. Like, just the whole pitch to it is crazy. So I really ain't know how to touch the second verse. But then when I touch the second verse, like, the second verse is just as dope, bro. So, like, I always might tell myself, like, what I'm going to do, but I'm going to always figure it out. Like, when it comes to music, I'm going to always figure out what I'm going to do next as far as songs and everything.
Yo, that kind of reminds me of my editing process on when I be doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes I never know what I'm going to do.
Mm.
Like, and like, not that I'm BSing around. Mm. It's just sometimes as I'm going through the process of doing it, things come to me. Like, that's my
Do you ever get indecisive? Like, you never, like, sometimes you want to do this, that, and that, and then it's like so many ideas, but you finally come to a conclusion on what you want to do.
Sometimes
do you ever get indecisive. Yeah, sometimes. I be getting indecisive a lot, bro. Like, I'm very indecisive. I'm an indecisive guy, man. So that's why I had to ask you that. Like, I just was trying to see if some, like, people, like, artists or podcast guys or beat makers, are they indecisive as well? Because that's something I go through a lot.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, because I have 2-3 different backgrounds. Like, when I did the background for yours,
mm-hmm.
and you see the joint I sent you,
mm-hmm.
it actually, though, that was the Living Through Pain.
Yeah.
And actually, I had like 2-3 different backgrounds, and I kept playing around with the fonts and the colors and stuff, and I figured that one was the most popping one.
Yeah.
And that's why I did it that way. And I was like, yo, it was funny, the pictures you sent me too. I'm like, why this nigga send me a picture turned around?
I need a joint on your face, bro. Like, you sending me a joint turned around. I'm like, oh, I got you.
Yeah. But yeah, bro, yeah, bro, it be like that sometimes, but I definitely come to an ultimate decision, especially when doing this,
because
it's kind of therapeutic for me, like, actually, but I never spoke on it. It's kind of like, when I'm doing this and I'm talking, because mainly I'm talking to female, I'm talking to women, as you can see, when you see my podcast,
yeah, boy,
you
know what I mean?
So, a lot of this stuff be therapeutic and educational, and along my journey, too, is I learned that, you know what I mean, doing this, you really got to tap into spirituality, too, a little bit.
Mm.
You know, when I first started out, I ain't really think that much of it because it was a hobby.
Mm.
But, you know what I mean? That's enough about me, man. Mm. It's more about you.
Yeah, it's always good to hear other people's perspective on things, though, man. Real shit, like.
Yeah. So, man, I think this is the most chilling album you ever made, man. And I can't lie to the song that you did, Can We Go, man.
Can We Go? We Can Go? Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I'm fucking up.
You good.
Yeah, bro. So, how did that come about? Like,
the studio session?
Huh?
You said the studio session?
Yeah, the session, you know, putting that whole thing together. How was that? How did that come about? Like, the hook, doing the hook and...
We Can Go came about, I was in the car. I actually started writing to We Can Go, and then I showed my man the beat. And my man was like, he was freestyling the hook or whatever the case may be. And I was like, yo, I like that. That's different. You know what I'm saying? That's something like... It's catchy. It's a different kind of vibe. Like, you ever heard God Did and the dude Friday that did God Did? Like, he was like, they counted me out. God Did. The boy who say God Did. Like, you know how that's like kind of different? Like, you when you hear his voice, it's like real different. So when he did the hook, I was like, damn, that's... When he freestyled the hook, I was like, I like that, bro. Put that on the John. So he was like, all right, bet. So, that's basically how that came about. I was just writing the lyrics. I liked the jazzy type of beat. And after he did that that hook, I was like, damn, that's real dope. So we got to add that to the song. And then it was just basically like, it's not really based on nothing. It's just like a freestyle type song with a hook on it. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that basically came about.
You know what?
I knew that shit stopped.
Oh, damn, my bad. I missed it. I got it right here, too.
Okay. You record on that joint, too?
That joint rolling, right?
Oh, shit. Yo. Ooh, why my joint just stopped?
Sometimes you're getting indecisive. Yeah, I'm getting indecisive a lot, bro. Like, I'm very indecisive. I'm an indecisive guy, man. So, that's why I had to ask you that. Like,
and I'm going to show you the...
I'm gonna stop it at that indecisive part, so that way. So we about to see that was like 4 minutes. That's why that shit. So we about to wrap that joint.
Yeah. Cause I just got like one more question for you. I was just about to close it out.
See what I can delete real fast to get this last little segment. I got Messenger. I'm about to take that off for now. Remove Messenger. Facebook Messenger. I could reinstall that later on. I
got my password and all that, right?
What? Yeah. I know my password and all that shit. DoorDash. I'm about to delete that for now. I could come back and get that app.
Damn, you said DoorDash. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I could put that back. Because after I put this interview up,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just have small clips for Instagram and then delete the big ass joint so I can save storage on my phone and shit.
Yeah, we gotta go back to Opus Clips, bro.
What's that?
That's the joint I told you about. You can get like 10 clips and it'll title it for you and everything.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I ain't bro. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I sent
it. I think you sent it to me. Yeah, I'm sure you sent it to me. Let me see. Let me just remove this app too. It should be enough. Next time I'll be more prepared so that way we could just run through the whole interview. Like, I'll have a camera. Next interview, I should have a camera.
Yeah, so I ain't gonna lie. I know eventually I'm gonna get a camera, but yeah. I love doing shit off my phone.
No, you can do it like that if you want. I'm just getting a camera because I need the storage.
Yeah.
I need the storage, you know what I'm saying? The SD card and all that, it hold a lot of storage, so.
Yeah, now, you know what, bro? I'm ready. That's why... I was really ready to get a terabyte. Because, like, bro, that terabyte, whew.
That shit work.
What? You can't go wrong. I got to wind it back. I forgot where we left off at.
We was talking about the We Can Go, John.
Say that again. You remember where we left off?
We was talking about how I came about the We Can Go song.
Yeah, the We Can Go song.
Yeah, bro. We was talking about that.
All right, bro. don't remember no other rip off the album.
Off the album, I remember 50 bars. I don't know the 50 bars like that.
I got you.
Some stuff you put the rest on, and to be a leader is something I put the check on. El Forte, secret sauce with the enchilada. Every day you eat the best, but it's lots that I should be proud of. Yo, yes, man, I'm still getting nods like Uchi Wilder. I could do that little segment right there, little piece.
Oh, yeah, that ain't gotta be long.
That's most slept on.
Yeah, that's it. You could go ahead and spit that, because I already got the idea in my head. I might start at the beginning and put it at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to put the little rapping parts, like, in between. Like, that's going to be dope how you doing this. Because I'm going to put, like, the little bars in between the interview.
Yeah, wait. I'm going to chop it. Yeah, bro. All
right, I'm ready for you.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
Living through pain. He said he went from moving kilos. He said he went from moving kilos to go on CC,
check it up.
Yo, that's some bars though. He went from moving kilos to going to playing the keynotes, then to meeting CeeLo, to now getting these C notes.
That boy got the fucking bars off this job, man. He played.
I'm about to go into the studio.
I need 4 bars, nigga.
4 bars. That's the only 4 bars.
Oh, shit. I ain't stopped this joint.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, because let it run.
All right.
That's cool, because I'm going to chop it down. Anyway, right. So all that other stuff that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But nah, I would use that for bloopers, but nah, I ain't going to do that. For
bloopers?
Yeah.
You could, though. That you could use some of it for bloopers. Yeah. If you want it. It's up to you. Let me know when you're ready to roll.
Alright, yeah, bro, I told you my memory fucked up. Alright, we talked about we can go.
Yeah, we was talking about how we came about that, John.
Alright, we can go. I wanna put you on. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you need a jump. Remember you said you wanna drop a jump? Watch this. I'ma ask you. I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
You ready?
Alright. Just go in and spit the bars from
From the rip.
Yeah, from damn, I forgot. The drone, you know.
Alright. Ready?
Alright, go.
America's most slept on. Feel like all my shit need a vinyl, just like a press on. If you focus on self, then you put the rest on.
Oh, shit. Oh, you son of a bitch.
What happened?
That bitch gonna run out of space, you fucking whore.
Oh.
That shit a whore for that, you whore. You little whore.
That shit ran out of the space in y'all.
Hold on, wait, let me see. It's on time.
I need a camera, dog. Real
shit.
Yeah,
I need a terabyte, my nigga.
Cool, I'm gonna get one probably. If I don't get one this year, definitely in the beginning of next year, I'm gonna get a camera. Because
yeah,
I'm gonna
shit more got important. That shit. I should have got that shit when I was supposed to. But the only reason why I ain't really want to fuck with a camera, because I'm like, damn, I got to add a laptop, upload that, I do all that extra shit.
Yeah,
with this, I can chop, I do everything.
You can do it on the phone. Space. Yeah, yeah.
But I get it. I understand. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So now, I'm going to still, all right, I just deleted a big file, so, all right.
Ready to go? Ready?
Go. I can't see if your side red or not. Your joint's still charging, right?
Yeah, my joint. You need it?
I'm good. You know, I always keep... always keep two with me.
What, two?
Look, you know, that's my main joint.
That's my main joint. That's my main joint. She be getting banged on.
My legs hanging like hang tong.
I don't want to delete in between. That's numbers.
Let me see.
That's the file for numbers. Actually, I could record on my other phone and send it over. I think I could do it like that too. Record the last 5 minutes on that joint and send it over.
Oh, an AirDrop?
Yeah, AirDrop or like, yeah, AirDrop.
No, we almost done. I got like two more. I got like
two more questions. All right.
After you rap, because we already said, well, I'm gonna leave the Can We Go situation. Where is that?
All right.
So, I want you to rap, and just in case I forget, I'm gonna ask you a question about creative control. Just try to make it short, because you know this joint running.
Creative control?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you about a question about creative control. As far as, you know, how music has an influence on people. And like, I know most people understand that they come from the hood, and that's their environment, so that's what they most likely to rap about.
Oh, you telling me like basically creative control is basically like what I rap about?
Yeah, watch. I got it.
So where I get my creativity from, basically.
Yeah.
All right, we should be good now. We should roll the rest of the time. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. You ready?
Ready? America's most slept on. Feel like all my shit need a vinyl just like a press on. If you focus on self, then you put the rest on. And to be a leader is something I put the check on. El Forte, secret sauce with the enchilada. Every day ain't the best, but it's lots that I should be proud of. No, yes, man, I'm still getting nods like Uchiwala. There's no relations if you do anything for a dollar. That's that most slept on. That's the third track on my album, man. So go check that out, man. It's definitely dope.
Yeah, all your music can be streamed on all the platforms, right?
Yeah, it's now on all platforms. It took a couple days, but it's on all platforms now. All my albums, everything on there.
All right, man. You know, I was just thinking, and after this, we're going to get up out of here. So I was just thinking how music is very impactful and powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say once you get in an industry that they have you rap certain songs or say certain things to influence the youth, right?
Mm.
And most people come from the hood or whatever.
Mm.
So they rap about that. Do you think a lot of people rap about that because that's what they're around? And yeah. that's the most easiest thing to rap about? Like,
yeah. I think people rap about what their environment was, what they grew up doing, or you know what I mean, what their surroundings is. Whatever the case may be, that's what they rap about. Like, me personally, I rap about struggle, I rap about the hood, I rap about a lot of stuff because I've been through a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? All types of, I might say a bar about me being in college or something like that, just because I've been around that type of environment, you know what I'm saying? So whatever environment you're around, that's what you basically going to rap about, unless you're like a fake rapper and just make up stuff all the time, you know what I'm saying, when you're rapping.
Right, true authentic self.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know what? Earlier, I made up this thing, right? You know how everybody say, I'm him?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was thinking, I'm him. Or they say him.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, humble, intelligent man. How that sound?
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah. Shout out to all my YouTubians, man.
Yeah, you should make some shirts.
Yeah.
You should make some shirts like that, man. Get, you know, you a hustler, so
yeah.
I met you. You was out there hustling, so yeah, you can make some shirts. That'd be dope.
All right, man. Man, I appreciate you for coming on, man.
Thank you, bro. And I appreciate you for coming out.
No problem, man. Definitely. You know, I had to make that trip because I know you be busy and you got the little one and you just shaking and baking. So I gotta get it. I gotta get him where I can fit in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last thing before we get out of here is, are you working on like a dance for TikTok to any of them songs off the album or anything like that?
Soon. I'm not really a dancer, but just for entertainment purposes, I have a dance that I may come out with. Me and my lady may do like a TikTok dance to my song called Nunu, and I may have a prize for the best dancer I might have a prize for the best dancer for that song. So soon I'll be doing a dance to that song, Nunu. Yeah, but I'm not really a dancer, so But I'm gonna make something happen, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get a little busy and my tall, this shit gonna look goofy, I'm tall as shit, but I'm gonna get a little busy, you know what I mean? Do a little pop lock or something like that.
Yeah, and so to what are the requirements for those people to tap in with that prize?
I don't have the prize on hand yet on what I might give them, but I just want people to freestyle dance to it. And whoever has the best freestyle dance, they get the prize. You know what I mean? As simple as that. And whoever got the best dance to it, they get the prize. And maybe they can be in my video or something like that. You know what I mean? When I do shoot for Nunu, because I am shooting a video for Nunu. So maybe they can be in my video and their dance that they do can spread worldwide or spread how far it spreads. You know what I'm saying? For that particular song. Right.
So they just got to do the dance and you just going to random select them. They ain't got to write nothing in the comments. You know how other people do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't got to write nothing in the comments. They just got to do the dance. Just, like I said, just freestyle dance, do your best, and whatever prize I have, you get it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. With that being said, man, y'all know what time it is. We O-U-T-T. That spells out.
Out.
I'm going to fuck this joint up when I do it. Oh shit, my bad.
I knew that joint stopped.
It did? Oh, man. Shit. Oh, your joint probably 2-4. I don't know if I can send it to you.
L4 Day, secret
song. Oh, here you go.
The enchilada every day. Be the best for this box that I should be proud of. No, yes, man, I'm still getting knives.
Like, you turn your airdrop on?
It's on?
Yeah, your airdrop is on.
My joint on, so all you gotta do is probably just send it to
you. You know, you can bump these joints together too.
Let me delete you fucking damn so much shit. I deleted, dog.
Yeah, wait, what, how many? Oh, no, that must not be 256. This joint 256. Because I was going to get the, I think the one down from this is 128. Oh, yeah.
Airdropping it down?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. That shit. That's not my fault.